light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, al-nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, 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 khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another wonderful episode and silsila of the series The Light of Guidance. You are watching Madani Channel and we are broadcasting this episode all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. I am your host Muhammad Abdullah Madani and Alhamdulillah, by the month of Rabiul Nur, Rabiul Awwal, the month of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is the first spring, the month of spring, basically the spring of Nur, which is obviously the arrival of that personality who is the base, the essence, the purpose, the reason of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding whom, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, oh my beloved, if it were not for you, if I would have not created you, then lama khalaqtul aflaqa wal ardeen, I would have not created the skies and the earth. In other words, everything came into existence because of you, oh my beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So alhamdulillah, as believers, as ashikani rasul, as the lovers of the beloved rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is our duty that we should always try our level best to make the zikr, the remembrance of the beloved rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, jona bhula hum ghareebon ko raza, yaad uski apni aadat kijiye. Make it a habit to remember that great personality who has never forgotten us. When he arrived in this world, he did not forget us. During his physical lifespan, he did not forget us. When he was leaving this world, he did not forget this ummah. On the day of Qiyamah, he will not forget this ummah. On the night of Mi'raj, he didn't forget this ummah. And each one of us, the beloved Rasul, has not forgotten us. So it is our duty that we need to also make his remembrance. Jo na bhula hum ghareebon ko raza, yaad uski apni aadat kijiye. Alhamdulillah. So it's one of the reasons why we celebrate the Miladun Nabi, why we, you know, held these mahafil and you know, with regards to the zikr, the remembrance, the praise of the beloved Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The same reason that, you know, we make his zikr, he has always remembered us, so it's our turn and it's incumbent and necessary upon us to also make his zikr and remember him. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Today, inshallah, azza wa jal, our topic of discussion will be the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's remembrance, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tawajjuh, I would say the special attention of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards this ummah. You know, how did the beloved Rasul remember us? How will he remember us on the day of Qiyamah? Inshallah, a few points we will learn so that we can realize that how fortunate we are, that we are part and parcel of the ummah of the beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A very wonderful narration which is present and I have it in front of me. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he narrates this. And he says that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, Adam alayhi salam will be present in a vast plain near the Arsh. In a vast plain near the Arsh, which is the divine throne. He alayhi salam will have two green cloths on him. He will be looking at every person from his offspring who will be going to paradise. And he will also be looking at the people from his offspring who will be going to Jahannam. During this time, he alayhi salam will see a person from my ummah going into hell. Adam alayhi salam will call out, O Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I will say, Labbaik, O Abu al-Bashar. Adam alayhi salam will say, this person from your ummah is going to hell. Hearing this, I will quickly follow the angels walking swiftly and say, O the angels of my Lord, stop. They will say, we are appointed angels. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has commanded us, we do it. We do not disobey Him. When I will feel sad and say, whilst pointing towards the Arsh, the divine throne, by holding my blessed beard with my left hand, O my merciful Lord, did not you promise me that you will not allow me to feel embarrassed regarding my ummah? A voice will come from the throne. O angels, obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and let this person return. I will then take out a piece of white paper, and after putting it on the right pan of the scale of deeds, the mizan, the scale in which everyone's deeds is going to be weighed on the day of Qiyamah, our good deeds, our bad deeds. And subhanAllah, if our good deeds are more, they are heavier, then inshallah azza wa jal, we will receive our nama ya amal in our right hands. And obviously inshallah azza wa jal, everything will be successful towards Jannatul Firdaus inshallah if Allah ta'ala wills. On the other hand, if our bad deeds are heavier, if our bad deeds are more than our good deeds, then unfortunately the hukum and the order will be given that we will have to go to Jahannam. We make dua that may Allah Ta'ala protect us and may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala save us from the embarrassment on that day. Ala Hazrat Sayyidi Imam Ahl Sunnat Al-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, very beautifully he makes a dua in the court of Allah and he says, Ya Ilahi, Subhanallah, Namai Amal Jab Kulne Lage عیب پوشے خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when our book of deeds are going to be open on the day of Qiyamah, may we be عیب پوشے خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو. May we be with that personality who conceals our عیب, our faults, ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو. And that personality who covers our sins, our mistakes. In other words, may we be under the company, under the shade of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will then take out a piece of white paper and after putting it on the right pan of the scale of deeds, I will say Bismillah. So the pan of good deeds will become heavier than the pan of bad deeds. A voice will say, he is fortunate, he has attained prosperity, and his scale, which is the pan of good deeds, has become heavy. Take him to paradise. That servant will say, O the angels of my Lord, wait, let me talk to the one who has great esteem in the blessed court of his merciful Lord. Then he will say, may my parents be sacrificed for you. How lovely is your luminous face and how beautiful is your appearance. You have had my mistakes forgiven and had pity on my tears. Who are you? So I will say to him, I am your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the salat which you would send upon me. It has benefited you completely as per your need. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What a wonderful incident. First of all, we learn from this incident many things. Firstly, the maqam, the status, the shan, the rifat, the azmat of the beloved Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to show the entire creation that this is the power, the authority which I have granted to my beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that if he intercedes in my court, for the sinners, then I will accept his intercession. This exclusivity, this speciality, this shan and status and maqam I have granted to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, عرش حق ہے، مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی، اور دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی. We want to see the عزت, the رفعت, the مقام, the status, the شان of the beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم on the day of judgment, where everyone is going to be there. Those who loved him, those who didn't love him, those who followed him, those who did not follow him, those who obeyed, those who disobeyed. Everyone is going to be there, the believers, the kuffar, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, everyone. And in front of everyone, they're going to see, subhanAllah, we as the lovers, as ushaq, as sunnis, our desire and hope is that when we see the shan of the beloved Rasul, then we are going to say, subhanAllah, this is that personality who we used to praise in this world. This is that personality when we used to hear his name, we used to kiss our thumbs and place on our eyes. This is that personality who, whenever we used to hear about him, we used to stand up out of adab, respect, and recite salam upon him. This is that personality when we heard his blessed name, we would touch our hearts. This is that personality when we heard his zikr, his remembrance, we used to recite durood upon him. This is that personality when we heard about him, we used to cry in his remembrance. This is that personality whose love we always made dua that his love should be instilled in our hearts, our lives. This is that personality who we always made dua that may our children follow his footsteps. This is that personality regarding whom we made dua that may Allah Ta'ala keep us under his daman-e-rahmat, under his karam, under his mercy, under his shadow, under his shade. This is that personality who is our leader, the leader of the anbiya, the leader of the angels, the leader of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Sayyidul Anbiya, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who didn't believe in the beloved Rasul, they will unfortunately, you know, out of their jealousy or their hatred, whatever the case was in this world, because of which they didn't follow the beloved Rasul, on that day they will have only hasrat, only regret, only sorrow, only grief, and besides that, nothing. And they will be saying that, you know, if only I would have believed, if only I would have accepted, if only I would have followed his true teachings, if only I would have followed his path. Allah, Allah, Allah. But then it's going to be too late. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, aaj le unki pana, aaj madad maang unse, phir na maanenge qiyamat mein agar maan gaya. On that day, there's going to be no benefit. That day, everyone is going to accept. You will have no option but to accept. But today you must accept. Today you must learn. Today you must follow. Today you must respect. Today you must honor him. And then you see how on that day, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala is going to protect you. Allah Ta'ala is going to grant you the blessings of his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the first thing we learn from this incident is the maqam, the shan, the status of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And before we come to the other lessons we learn from this discussion, we'll take a short break, listen to a beautiful kalam, and as soon as we return, we'll carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Poochega Maula laya hai kya kya, poochega Maula laya hai kya kya, main ye kahunga naam-e Muhammad dil ka
ujala name Muhammad
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
When Allah will ask, "What have you brought?" I will then say, "The name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam."
Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, kar lo wazifa naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, mujhko sunana naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Apne raza ke qurban jaun, murshid piya ke qurban jaun, jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May I sacrifice my life for Raza, who taught the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, marhaba, welcome back to our silsila. Very wonderful kalam we have just listened to. And before the kalam, we were discussing the hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will basically save one of his ummati, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will place a piece of paper on the right side of the scale of deeds, and subhanallah, that will overpower the evil deeds and the sins, and eventually that person will enter Jannah. And we discussed that this is actually the how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to show everyone the status, the maqam, and the shan of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The second thing we come to learn from this incident is the ilm ghaib of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been granted the knowledge of the unseen from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he knows, he understands, he recognizes every ummati from his ummat, from his nation, and in fact not only this nation, the previous ummah as well. He recognizes everyone, he knows everyone, to the extent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even knows what is going to happen on the day of Qiyamah in detail. Adam alayhi salam is going to, you know, say this, I am going to say this, that person is going to say this, the angels are going to say this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order is going to be this, all of this in detail. When is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa telling us this? Approximately 1400 years ago. And such a long time ago, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa is telling us this, of what is going to happen on Qiyamah, and word to word exactly how the situation is going to be. This is the vast knowledge of the unseen which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So today, unfortunately, you get people who object regarding the ilm ghaib, regarding the knowledge of the unseen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are hadith, and like this, there are many hadith when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen on the day of Qiyamah. All of this is actually the clear evidence and the proof that the beloved Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is definitely, he has been granted the ilm al-ghayb, the knowledge of the unseen from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Hazrat says, aur koi ghayb kya tumse niha ho bhala, jab na khuda hi chupa, tum pe karoro durood. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. One thing you must keep in mind, that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's act of pointing towards the Arsh with his blessed hand is for making a request in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean that Allah ta'ala will be, ma'adhallah, sitting on the Arsh, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually free from place, from direction, from zaman, from makan, from zaman, zamaniyat, makan, makaniyat. Allah ta'ala is free from space, from direction, from time, and all these kinds of things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessed divine speech is also free from sound, and Allah azza wa jal possesses the attributes which befit His glory. So it does not mean that, you know, ma'adhallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually going to be on the Arish or, you know, those kind of things. No, you must keep in mind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from makan, from zaman, from place, from space. In this narration, we also learn the blessings and the excellence, the fadail of reciting durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because very beautifully you heard how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, eventually that person was freed from Jahannam and he was eventually put in the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The blessings is that durood which he recited upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which overpowered all his bad deeds. That doesn't mean also that, you know, we just recite one durood sharif and then the whole day we commit sins and say, no, inshallah, we'll be forgiven. No, that's not how it has to be. You need to fear the wrath of Allah. You need to have hope in the mercy of Allah, but you need to be in between. So we commit sins as human beings. Unfortunately, we make tawbah. We need to make tawbah. It's necessary, important, and compulsory upon us. That doesn't mean that, you know, if you read 5 durood sharif, 10 durood sharif daily, then we are sorted, we are fine. No. We need to make sure we recite as much and as many durood sharifs as we can. At the same time, we need to refrain and protect ourselves from disobedience and from sins and from disobeying Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And the beautiful lesson we also learn from this incident is how much Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam loves his ummah. That day, when nobody is going to help you, nobody is going to be with you, everyone is going to be worried about himself or herself, on that day, regarding which Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Translation of Kanzul Iman, the day men will flee from his brother and his mother and his father and his wife and his sons. On that day, every individual among them will have a concern that will make him oblivious. Even at such a difficult time, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be worried of the sinful people of this ummah. He will have mercy upon them. He will request in the court of Allah Ta'ala to forgive them, and he will eventually make them enter paradise by interceding on their behalf in the court, in the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So this is the beautiful lessons we learn from this incident. And another in a similar narration is mentioned in Kanzul Ummal Sharif. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, on a day of judgment, all prophets alayhi wasallam will be present on their gold pulpits, but my pulpit will be empty, because I will be standing silently in the merciful court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lest I be ordered to go to paradise and my ummah remains worried after me. Allah azza wa jal will say, O beloved, I will decide about your ummah according to your wish. Then I will humbly say, Allahumma ajjil hisabahum. O Allah azza wa jal, hasten accountability of their deeds. And I will repeatedly make a request for this, until I will be given a list of the people of my ummah who have gone into hell. I will continue taking those who have entered hell out of it by interceding on their behalf. And in this way, nobody from my ummah will be left for the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. You know, these narrations, these ahadith which we learn, if a person just ponders and thinks, and you know, he starts realizing, you know, how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves us, how much the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he will intercede for us, he will make shafa'at for us, so much the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done, is doing, and will do for us. But you know, how much do we love the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? How much attachment do we have to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much love do we have to the beloved Rasul? Yes, we say ghulam hai, ghulam hai, Rasul ke ghulam hai. Yes, we are the slaves of the beloved Rasul. You know, we can sacrifice on his name, we can do anything. But the real question is, can we do anything? Can we do anything? Unfortunately, we cannot do anything. Right? We can't perform our sunnahs of Fajr Salah. We can't perform Salatul Taraweeh. We can't perform any two rakat sunnah extra. We leave it by saying, that is sunnah to hai, so let's leave it. You were supposed to do it because it is sunnah. You are leaving it because it is sunnah. Then you say, no, we claim to love the beloved Rasul. We do not have a fistful beard, which is wajib, which is the sunnah of the beloved Rasul. No, we say, no, we love the beloved Rasul. We do not perform our salah, we say we love the beloved Rasul. We do not do anything to please Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then we say, you know, we love the beloved Rasul. So my question is, what love do you have of the beloved Rasul? Which love are you talking about? Which affection are you talking about? Which ishq are you talking about? The real ishq, the real love, the real honor, the real respect was supposed to be that which Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq had shown, that which Sayyidina Umar Farooq had shown, that which Sayyidina Usman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Sayyidina Abdullah, Sayyidina Talha, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, Sayyidina Abu Sufyan, Sayyidina, you know, all of these great Sahaba Ikram, how they showed that this is how you need to love the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That's supposed to be our standard. They were all supposed to be our role models. So just the mere lip service is not sufficient, it's not enough. How much the beloved Rasul loves you, unfortunately we do not even leave, you know, a quarter of it, you know, a millionth part of it, we do not show even that much love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we all need to start, you know, picking up our socks, pulling up our socks, and we need to start, you know, focusing on the, towards following the sunnah and the teachings of the beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The affection of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummah has also been mentioned in the Holy Quran in part 11, Surah Tawbah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Surely there has come to you an exalted messenger from among you. Anxious is he by what you endure, deeply concerned for your well-being, exceptionally gracious, merciful to the believers. Regarding this beautiful ayah, we're going to discuss some tafsir, but before that we'll take a short break and listen to a few beautiful Madani pearls, and inshallah as soon as we're done, we will return to our silsila. Sallu ala al-habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
We all go through difficulties in life. Allah Ta'ala has said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. مفهوماً, Allah Ta'ala has said, He will definitely test people with fear, with hunger, shortage of wealth, shortage of life, fruits. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And glad tidings for the patient ones. Instead of thinking, why me? Instead of feeling sorry for ourselves, we should think to ourselves, if it wasn't for this difficulty that I'm going through, I wouldn't have bowed down perhaps in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wouldn't be crying my eyes out in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the benefits of going through that difficulty. The ulama say many a times a stubborn person is only brought close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these difficulties. And that's a massive blessing for him. Because if that person hadn't faced difficulties, he would never have turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would be knee-deep in fulfilling his desires, and many times unlawful desires. So with difficulties, there's always a hidden wisdom, secret behind it. We don't know that secret. But the ulama have said you can think like this, that if you didn't go through that difficulty, it wouldn't have brought you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us true patience upon calamities.
Sallur al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. The verse which we just discussed now, laqad ja'akum rasulun min anfusikum. Regarding this verse, it is mentioned in Tafsir Sirat al-Jinan. This is his mercy and affection for Muslims that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Now listen to a few examples of this mercy and affection. Number one, keeping the difficulties of the weak, ill, and working people of the Ummah in mind, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not delay the Isha Salah until 1/3 of the night. Number two, keeping the ill people and the children in mind, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered not to have a very prolonged recitation of Quran in Salah. Number three, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not offer the fil salah every night so that it does not become obligatory for the ummah. Number four, to save the ummah from difficulty, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade them from observing fast of Sawme Wisal, meaning keeping the fast continuously without having iftar. Keeping the difficulty of his ummah in mind, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not make Hajj fard every year. Showing affection to Muslims, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded to have ramal in only 3 rounds of tawaf instead of all the rounds. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would busy himself in worship the whole night and would weep anxiously for the forgiveness of his ummah in the merciful court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the extent that due to being in a standing position for a very long time, his blessed feet would often swell. Allah, 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 Allah. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, you know, if we really look at the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we see how the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stood up and made dua in the court of Allah ta'ala and wept and cried, then you know we have this narration where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised both his blessed hands and made dua tearfully for the ummah and humbly said, Allahumma ummati ummati, O Allah, my ummah, my ummah. Allah Almighty ordered Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam to go to his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your Lord knows very well, but ask him, what is the reason for his weeping? Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked as commanded. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the entire situation and expressed his concern for the ummah. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated such and such thing, and Allah Almighty is all-knowing. Allah Almighty ordered Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, go and tell my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we will soon please you regarding your ummah and will not allow you to feel sad. Subhanallah. Now whenever we learn and we come across these types of narrations, then we start thinking and feeling that Subhanallah, may we be sacrificed on the shafqat, the affection of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How much the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam loved us, we ummatis, we sinful people, and it is time for us to, you know, try our level best to do something for that beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We make dua, may Allah ta'ala instill in our hearts the love of the beloved Rasul. This is undoubtedly the base of our iman, the base, the foundation of our iman. If we have the love, we have everything. If we don't have this love, by Allah, we lost everything. Make dua, may Allah keep us firm on maslaki haq, maslaki ala hazrat, maslaki ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah. Inshallah, we hope to see you in our coming discussions, coming episodes. Till then, be positive, think positive, remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.